Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
I'm Natalie Morris and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. Lots of player movement again this week. Zara will be rounding up some of the key movements and we'll also find out more about this year's Sportswoman of the Year with Rebecca Myers from The Times. Melissa Bessel joins us to tell us more about the Stars' new kit deal with Kukri, and we started by looking at the weekend's NW Panthers Halloween party.
Yes, it's cracking up to be a pretty big deal and the girls are all behind it and the club as well. No, they're doing great, and it's something that's positive to keep them upbeat, especially with the changing of, you know, so much information that keeps coming out daily. It's quite concerning for the girls, but, you know, they're being really positive and doing lots of things to, you know, fundraise and just be physically, mentally together as a team, so it's great.
We've seen it's about bringing your hula hoop and your best scary yes. smile. Something that I expect you haven't a clue what one is.
No, absolutely. I have not had a hula hoop around these hips in many a year. But no, I'll just watch and enjoy the laughter, but will not be partaking.
Clubs up and down the country over the last couple of weeks, though, they've finally been getting back to playing together as well, and maybe that's nice from your point as well, just to see them back involved and back interacting with each other.
Yeah, I think it's really important, especially for our, you know, for the grassroots and the youth, for our sports especially, and, you know, just keeping them together. But it's lovely to see it back, and I've enjoyed, you know, like I've been going down there the last month. On the weekends prior to the last couple of weeks, we've had different, you know, COVID information coming out, and it makes it difficult for us because we're right on the border, obviously. So we've got some Welshies involved, which, you know, it's put them out of, they can't come to training. And so, you know, it's really important that, and as I said to them, you know, safety first, and as much as they want to get back into it, it's paramount. Safety for all of our club members first, and the players' safety and well-being. And, you know, luckily for Zoom, we can do lots of things, but it's not the same as it is getting back and, you know, throwing the ball around to each other and just, you know, having a bit of a laugh. And but we'll get there soon.
Is that maybe the same situation with Kat coming over as well? What's the latest on that? See how things span out?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's... I think for everyone, because it's just so uncertain, isn't it? You know, no one really knows. It's really much about it still. And, you know, as I said to all of my Stars players, you know, they've just got to make sure that they're accountable for their surroundings. And as long as they are staying within those surroundings that have been safe and they're not going outside of those bubbles to carry on and just, you know, just taking... being very precautious with everything that they're doing, because there's lots of people. It's not just about the team and the netball team. I mean, it's, you know, about the families that we go home to at night that we have to make sure that we protect as well. And unfortunately, we've got a few girls that have got, you know, high-risk people within their family. So for me, it's about ensuring that not just us as a netball team, but us as a whole family are protected. So, you know, safety first.
If we move on to that new Kukri deal, all levels of Stars, which is going to be important.
Absolutely. I mean, the brand, and, you know, it's you want everyone to be wearing the same brand, and we're very lucky to have Kukri on board. And, I mean, gosh, I think they were probably one of the very first outfits that I ever wore as a player, so it's going back a while. But
no.
yeah, so it's lovely, you know, and it's very exciting. You know, like, we're just so lucky, and, you know, Amy Tilley, our general manager, she has such a great eye on design, and, you know, when you've got the stars, you know, the galaxy and all that out there, we can go a little bit crazy. So it's going to be exciting to see the new brand and with the girls wearing it, and all the way down to our Novas, right down to our babies. So, yeah, everyone's very excited.
There's obviously that history as well with Lightning and Netball Northern Ireland as well. But I suppose from a France point of view, are you still going to be the blue and the orange?
Yeah, no, we're still, you know, for us, I think the brand and the colour is really important, and you don't want to go start changing that, because then you're going to, you'll go into other colours of other franchises, which we don't want, and we don't want to do. And we're known for that, you know, that, I mean, I love that orange colour, it's beautiful, but obviously the blue as well. So we've got our home and away kit, but it's just the actual design is going to be the great excitement of when it's actually, when the girls get to wear it. And all of the girls are pretty excited now that we've been able to tell them who it is, and, you know, Kukri are really excited as well. So it's a great time for us, and something that's really nice and positive and brand new, you know. So looking forward to getting the season started, and looking forward to getting my gears. Can't
Yay.
Wait.
Is that going to be extended to some supporter merchandise as well? Hope so.
Yeah, yes, which is really exciting, because, you know, we're in such a great, you know, our whole family of the Stars family goes, you know, it's such a great distance, but everyone likes to be, you know what it's like when you've got your favourite team, you want to support them and wear their colours, and having that now, and having the merchandise available for them to get it, and have it without a, you know, a long turnaround either, is fantastic. Fantastic.
How tricky has it been to maintain the interest and keep those sponsors on board over the last couple of months?
Well, I think that's the beauty of our sport, to be quite honest. You know, we're always looking outside the box. We're not, you know, as much as, you know, netball is, you know, the number one women's sport for us, you know, and it's played all over, but we're not what you'd class as professional. You know, we're not lucky like rugby and football especially, but I think for us as women, I think we do a really good job, it's just a shame, but, you know, we make it work because we do think outside the box. And, you know, look, Nia Jones, for me, you know, in our team, she should really have her own TV program. You know, she's brilliant with the way she's on social media, and for us that's really important as well, because she's so positive, and she's, you know, but she's also, I mean, that's what our girls are. We want them to be themselves, and she is 100% Nia Jones, and people love, and our fans love her, the kids love her, and, you know, I just think we just need to keep doing more of that, getting out there and making ourselves known to everyone. We're not special, although we can play netball and we are allowed to still play. The bigger picture for us is showing all of our people that want to play this sport how important it is to still maintain the professionalism at all levels, but being safe in how we do that, so we can get our sport back out there playing week in and week out. And at the moment, that's not going to happen. So for us, I think for the VNSL, for all of us as teams, I think it's important that we all have to come together and work together and show our sport for everyone to watch.
It's been a busy week of player announcements in the Super League. Here's Zara with more.
Hello, I'm Zara Buck, and with the window closing on October the 30th, transfers and signings for the 2021 Vitality Netball Super League season are beginning to come in thick and fast. So here's a roundup of the latest signing news you need to know about. So, kicking off with the newest franchise to grace the VNSL next season, Leeds Rhinos Netball. An England under-21 star, Sienna Rushton, is the latest netball player to be announced in the inaugural squad. The 18-year-old shooter joins the likes of England's most capped player, Jade Clark, and Vitality Rose, Vicky Oyosola. The 2019 Super League champions, Manchester Thunder, have re-signed their captain, Emma Dovey, for 2021. Caroline O'Hanlon and Rebecca Airy are among some of the other players who've been confirmed in that squad so far. At Loughborough Lightning, Beth Gabriel, another exciting young shooter, has signed for another season. The 19-year-old will combine her netball training with studying sports science at Loughborough University. The other big news to come out of Lightning is that Beth Cobden is back, everyone. After being plagued with injury, we can't wait to see the Vitality Rose back in action in a matter of months. After revealing Beth as the club's first signing for 2021, the news that Sam May and Annabelle Roddy followed shortly afterwards. In the south of England, at Surrey Storm, Australian goal shooter Karen Bailey has re-signed for a second season in the Vitality Netball Super League, subject to visa clearance. At the other end of the court, Australian goalkeeper Leah Middleton has also re-signed for next year's season, as has Vitality Rose Yaz Parsons, to name a few there. Next then, Saracens Mavericks have so far confirmed Jodie Gibson, Kadeen Corbin, Gabby Marshall and Raz Quashi, who have all travelled to New Zealand to face the Silver Ferns in the Cadbury Netball Series. Kat Ratnapala has also announced some rookies in the form of Bella Bayliss and Brittany Pringle-Clark. Look out for their rock star announcement on October 29th. And Alia Zaranika has also re-signed for Mavs. Over to Wales now, and Celtic Dragons have revealed that Welsh international Rebecca Baker has joined the franchise for her debut season in the Vitality Netball Super League. The 23-year-old joins a number of other signings that include Sophie Morgan and Amy Clinton for 2021. Sirens did a VNSL first by using their new fan app to announce their signings. Zan Vimbela, who impressed many netball fans at the start of the 2020 season, has returned to the Scottish side, much to the delight of the Sirens fans. Zan joins confirmed squad members Claire Maxwell, Lindsay Gallagher and Beth Goodwin, to name a few. Nothing as yet from Wasps Netball HQ, but we do know that Mel Mansfield has returned as head coach, along with her coaching lineup Bianca Modest and Colette Thompson. As it currently stands, Team Bath haven't revealed any new signing or re-signing announcements, so keep an eye out on their socials for that. Seven Stars, well, they have a new partnership with an international sportswear brand, but no news as yet on the signings front for this club. And lastly, London Pulse are doing something unique to reveal their 2021 lineup. On the 23rd of October at 6pm, radio presenter Dan Wootton will be announcing live on their social media channels who will be wearing the black and pink next year. Exciting stuff. For all the latest signings and to stay up to date, head online to the Netball Show Twitter page.
This is Karen Bailey and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
I'm Natalie Morris and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno. The Times Sportswomen of the Year celebrates the best in the game, and it's back, albeit virtually, for this year. Here's Rebecca Myers to explain why the event is still needed in 2020.
Absolutely, yeah. We, you know, obviously we were in discussions about what we would do this year. Not easy to have, certainly in awards, and we will be doing it virtually this year because we don't want to be congregating with lots of people. But we were looking at, you know, there hasn't been any live sport for months of this year. Women's sport was particularly badly affected, with all of those leagues, you know, football, rugby, netball, cancelled. So it, to an extent, we were thinking, well, what will we do for nominations? You know, what will we do for how we recognise talent and sporting achievement when there's been so few opportunities for sportswomen to show what they've got this year? But we decided, actually, if anything, this is more important than ever. This is the most important time to do something like this, to show that, you know, women's sport will not be stopped, that momentum will not be stopped going forward. And, you know, luckily and very excitingly, we have had a bit of sporting action in recent weeks. And of course, there's the sporting action that took place in the first 3 months of the year, which is always worth reminding voters to look back and think pre-pandemic, if you can cast your minds back. And we've also this year moved much more of a focus onto the grassroots side of things. So we have 3 awards rather than just the usual one, just for grassroots, just for people in their community, women in their community who are doing amazing things. So we're super excited about that.
It's just about making it dominant in people's eyes, despite the last couple of months.
Exactly. I mean, this award, we've been doing these awards for 33 years now. You know, this is not something we woke up one morning 2 years ago and thought about. This is something that's been a huge part of our history and our heritage. And I think there was a great feeling, you know, why would we stop that now? This is, you know, it's as important as ever. And then also, you know, like you said, I think particularly over lockdown, we noticed this gender gap opening up between men and women exercising. And we did see that increasingly women were forced to kind of put exercise on the back burner because they were doing, you know, all the housework or all the homeschooling or working from home and trying to be a parent and all of this. And actually, women were finding less time to exercise than men were. So for me, it was also really important to nod to that and to show that women have been inspiring other women to keep active, and that's a really impressive and amazing thing.
I suppose it's about highlighting the fact that women's sports are something that sponsors should still stick with.
Yeah, and that really speaks to, we're incredibly lucky to have this relationship with Vitality, who are coming on board for another year. They've been great sponsors of the awards for a while now, and it's quite an amazing thing because everyone was worried about how women's sport would be hit financially by the crisis. And of course, it has been hit. But people were particularly worried about sponsors and whether sponsors would pull out, whether people would still have the money to put investment into women's sport. And Vitality have just come out and, like, oh my God, what a few weeks, you know, announcing new support for football teams, announcing that they'll be the title sponsors of the FA Cup, which is amazing news. I mean, we've been waiting for an FA Cup sponsor for the women for ages now. Yeah. So that's incredible. Obviously, still entirely dedicated to their netball sponsorship, which has been huge over the years. They're really present in almost every single women's sports now. And I think for us to work with a brand who do that is really quite an amazing thing. And it kind of makes me feel optimistic, I guess, for the future, because it was a worrying time back in March when we were looking at how the crisis was affecting clubs financially and governing bodies financially. So, yeah, really, really crucial crunch time, really, for women's sport.
Nice to see as well this year also includes the likes of Tani and Amma as judges.
Absolutely. We're so blessed with our judges. We have the most ridiculously amazing judging panel. someone tweeted over the weekend saying, like, oh my God, like, look at all these names. But certainly, I mean, Tani, a former winner of the awards herself, I think more than once, but has been involved for many, many years. Amma's been involved for the past, I think, 2 or 3 years. And we're just so lucky to have these incredible elite sportswomen who really care about giving back, I guess. Like, for them, it's really important to support these awards, and many of them have won in their sort of heyday. But to show that support can be a kind of sort of positive circle of support, I guess, and to keep banging the drum for women's sport. So that's really, really exciting. And just really looking forward to being able to get all the nominations over to them.
Has it been an entertaining couple of months for you trying to sort something like this out?
Yeah, it has. Like I said, it was quite an extraordinary challenge at first. Obviously, we would never have thought this time last year that we would be launching our awards in a pandemic or trying to work out how to host a, you know, an event in a time when you can't actually meet with more than 6 people. But actually, the past few months have shown that you can do so much remotely and so much virtually, and there's such an appetite for connection still, and for good news, for positive stories, for connection in this time. So It's been lovely to work with our team here and to actually make it happen and to say, you know, we're not going to let a pandemic stop us. Women's sport is as important as it ever was.
All you have to do is go to sportswomenoftheyear.co.uk to cast your vote. Well done to Emma Hill, who won our solo sessions competition and won herself a netball. Get all the gen on the new bootcamp with Sasha via solosessions.com. Thank you so much for being here as we get through this tough time together, and hopefully we'll be back alongside our teammates very soon. Until then, our DMs are open at The Netball Show on Twitter, and as always, we would love to hear from you. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we're back next week.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.